Hello, and everybody. Welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. Okay, so tonight, guys, what story do you want to hear? How about I just come up with a story tonight?
No.
How about I tell you a story about Little Billy?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay. Little Billy and Little Riley.
Let's introduce the listeners.
A zebra story.
Okay, we'll tell a zebra story sometime, but let's introduce the listeners to Little Billy, right? So there's different characters that we've been talking about because we've been telling these stories a long time before we've been recording them, right? So let's start a story about Little Billy. And this story is about Little Billy before Little Billy met his friends, before he met Riley and Sawyer and who's Gage?
I forgot.
Oh, Rhett.
Yes.
Rhett. And before he met Rhett. And we'll get into all of that. But so once upon a time there was a boy and his name was Billy. And he went to school along with all the other boys. And he was known amongst his friends as Little Billy. Because Billy, although he was very smart and very strong, in fact, he could do cartwheels, he could do all sorts of stuff. He was very good at sports. But he wasn't the tallest one. And so he got the nickname, Little Billy. And he liked it. He liked the name Little Billy. So one day, Little Billy was walking home from school. And as he was walking home from school, he started to notice in the field that was just kind of just before he got to his house. Before he got to his house, there was a big open field. And he would always look in that field and he would imagine, you know, what if that field was full of animals? What kind of animals would be in that field? And he would say, boy, what if there was a big rock in the middle of that field? A giant rock. How would we get that rock out? He would just imagine different things about the field. What if there was a great big hole in the middle of that field? How would we fill it up? And all these things he would just imagine. You know, what if there was a ton of butterflies in that field? Could I catch them all? Could I catch any of them? And as he was walking along this day and he was imagining these things about the field, he noticed that there was something in the middle of the field that was never there before. It was a shiny object. It looked like it was maybe metal. And he ran over into the middle of the field to see what it was. And it was something that had been buried there. And he's like, man, how did I never notice this before? And he started digging it. He started digging around it, trying to get it out. And he found that it was like a metal square, but it was so big. He tried to pull on it and get it out, but he couldn't get it. So he decided that he would run home and get a shovel. So he ran home and he asked his mom. He said, hey, mom, there's something in the middle of the field. And his mom thought he was just imagining things, like he always imagines things about the field. So his mom says, well, what do you need? And he says, I need a shovel. And his mom says, well, I have a little shovel that I use in the garden. Would that work? And he says, I think that would work perfect. So he ran back into the field with his little shovel and his wagon. And he got to the metal object and he started digging around it, and he spent about an hour and a half digging. And it was this big, huge, square metal thing. And as he was digging, he noticed on one side there was like a cover. It was like there was hinges on one side and a little lock. And then he noticed in the dirt, as he was digging, he noticed that there was a key. So he picked up the key, he cleaned it off a little bit, And then he put it in the lock.
I think I should go home and do that.
And sure enough, well, it was on this big thing. He couldn't carry it. It was so big. So he put it in the lock, and he opened it. And this thing opened up. And there was three buttons inside. There was a red button, a green button, and a purple button. And he was like, huh. There was no writing whatsoever. Just a red button, a green button, and a purple button. And he was like, huh, I wonder what these buttons do. So he decided that he was going to push one button. What button do you think he should push?
The green one.
The green.
The green one?
The green is always good.
The green is always good. Well, the problem is he decided that he would push the purple one because he didn't know what purple did. Red means stop, green means go, purple means... he didn't know. So he pushed the purple one, and all of a sudden, the whole box, the big metal box, it started glowing. It didn't look like metal anymore. It was white. And it just started glowing, and it started vibrating, and it was just... It was just shaking. And he didn't know what to do. And he went to try to push the green button or the red button. And just as soon as he reached down to try to push another button, pew, something happened. And all of a sudden, the box stopped. It was back to metal again. He was sitting there with the key in his hand. And he looked around, and he was in the middle of the field. But there were some weird things that were happening. There was no wagon. The box that he had been digging out was completely out of the field. It was just sitting on top of the ground. It wasn't buried anymore. He had no shovel. He was just sitting there with the key in his hand. And he started looking around, and he was like, this is weird. He's like, did I fall asleep? What happened? Somebody came and took my wagon. And he decided to walk home because he wasn't sure what else to do. He wanted to show his mom the box and see if his mom or his dad knew anything about it and knew what to do with it and what it was for. And he went to walk home, and all of a sudden, he heard something. Boom. 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 And he's like, what in the world could that be? And he was looking around, and he saw a big old dinosaur, one of those brontosauruses, one of those great big ones with the big old long tail and the huge neck, and it was up there eating the leaves on the tops of the trees. And he was like, I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore, Dodo. And he, all of a sudden, he got a little scared. Was like, I don't know what
those
to do.
Those dinosaurs don't really eat people.
No, those dinosaurs don't eat people.
Brontosauruses are the tallest ones, and they don't eat people, and they're fun to ride.
Oh, really? They're fun to ride?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he knew that those dinosaurs were pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to get stepped on one, of course. But he also knew if there were those kind of dinosaurs, there might also be meat-eating dinosaurs. Raptors. There might be raptors or Tyrannosaurus rexes or something like that.
What are the other ones? The strongest, the fastest, and those kind of dinosaurs. A Spinosaurus? Mm-hmm. And Spinosaurus are meat-eating dinosaurs.
Oh, really?
They're stronger than a T-Rex.
Oh, wow. Well, he didn't want to run into any of those kind of dinosaurs. So, anyways, he saw a cave, and he decided to go check the cave out. So he went over and went in a cave, and there was a family in there eating. They had cook something over, and they looked at him like he was weird. They were wearing like animal furs, and I mean, and of course they didn't speak English. They lived back in the dinosaur days. And they looked at him, and he looked at them, and he got kind of scared, and he ran off, and the people chased him, and he thought that they were chasing him, that they were chasing him because they wanted to attack him, but they didn't want to attack him. They were trying to protect him, so because it was starting to get dark. So they ran, and they caught him, and they grabbed the boy, and little Billy, they grabbed him, and they took him back into their cave. And little Billy, he was trying to get away, and they were saying, no, no, you know, they were trying to get him to stay, but they couldn't speak the same language. Well, so finally little Billy stayed there, and he was calm. The next morning, they said, you can go, because see, in the dinosaur world, it's very dangerous at night. There's all sorts of things that come out at night, and these people knew that. Well, little Billy decided, you know what? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the box, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to push another button. What button should I push?
Green.
So he made it back, and he went back to his box, and he looked at it. He took his key. He opened the lap. He opened the flap, and he pushed the green button, and the thing started to shake again, and it started, and it, I mean, he started to freak out, and he was like, maybe I should have pushed the red, maybe I should have pushed the red, and all of a sudden, pow, bam, he was back, and the big gray thing was half buried again, and his shovel was sitting there, and he's like, oh, good, there's my wagon, and he ran home, and he told his mom, and his mom didn't believe a word he said. She thought that he was just imagining things. And he was just playing, but he wasn't playing. And he decided, after that, little Billy decided that he was going to spend his life investigating things and going on adventures. The end.
Go back out now.
Should we pray?
Yeah.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for these boys. I thank you for that they had a good day at school today. Thank you that we had dinner together tonight and had a fun time, and we pray that you would just help these guys have a good night's sleep tonight and a fun time this evening, and we pray that you would help them to grow up, to be big and strong, to love you with all of their heart, and that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.